be a slave to anxiety, to cares and burdens and concerns. Because God protects his children. Father, thank you for that fact. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for being there for us. God, we worship you. Thank you that we no longer have to be slaves to fear. Thank you that we are your children and you love us like your children. So God, as we continue to this work, we love us. Humble me, Father, as I share what you've laid on my heart. Open ears so that you may speak. And we will hear you, Father. God, be with us today. Amen. Amen. Today to you. Thank you.
Silence. Silence is awkward.
Have you ever found it in the waiting room? For a doctor or a dentist or waiting somewhere where the environment is really quiet. And so everyone around you is like, I don't want to make a noise because I would draw attention to myself. That's why I'm going to the waiting room. It's just kind of sitting there reading a magazine or talking to it.
times they ever gave me one of us. It's one of me. Those of us are.
Thank you.
next to you.
It is kind of cool. The words I can see the little words in his little secret pieces. I can wait.
Thank you. Actually, listen.
recently. We've talked about trusting in his timing. So we know that if we wait for him, he's going to show up at the right time. And then we talked about meditating on his word so that we're not with his voice, but we hear him. But in order to hear his voice, we actually have to be listening to the word. Too often, we forget that to hear someone, you need to listen to them. Make a conversation. If you're talking to someone and you're asking for their opinion on something, or their advice on something, you're not going to just keep talking to them and asking for their advice and trying to get out what they're trying to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. Friends, there's an aspect of this listening and this hearing God that is necessary. But it's a relationship with you. As I said, to know someone from life, you have to go spend time with them. And so with every head bowed, eye closed, I want to ask, start building that relationship. If there is, I ask you, you just repeat this prayer with me. Say it in your heart, say it in your mind. God, thank you for dying for me. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Thank you for raising to life again and conquering death and sin. Power through you to defeat temptation. God, I ask that you would come into my life. I ask that you would cleanse my heart. That you would help me live a life that's pleasing to you. Help me turn from my rebellious life, my own ways, and instead rely on you. Help me walk with you. Friends, if you pray that prayer, I'm going to take communion together. I'm going to go for a little bit of time. And you want to stop.